football team, a team that's won five straight games, the longest win streak in the NFL. They had an outstanding road win, as you all know, over the weekend against the former last year's Super Bowl champions. They are a -2 turnover ratio team, 34 minutes and 2 seconds time of possession, fourth highest in the league. They have outstanding team speed, as you know. Their offense has done an outstanding job of controlling the ball, controlling the clock. They're number one in the league in rushing. They're scoring 27.5 points a game, 56% on third down. Defense, they play very well. They have outstanding team speed. They run to the ball very well. They do have a nice rotation going. They're giving up 21 points a game, which is outstanding. Their special teams features Dan Bailey, who kicked a 56-yard field goal last week. They do an outstanding job with Chris Jones as the punter. The return game with Dwayne Harris is very good, and they do have outstanding speed on their coverage teams. What can I do for you?
They have a different identity this year than maybe they had in the past. They're obviously a lot more run-heavy than they have been.
I think that's by design. They give and everyone that watches tape gives their offensive line a lot of credit. They have three number ones in the front in the offensive line, and they do an outstanding job. And of course, with Murray, they have an outstanding runner. Randall emerged last weekend as well and did an outstanding job. So I think the ratios, what they've been looking for. But Romo's playing extremely well with this scheme. I think his accuracy is very good. I think he shows more patience. He still has the ability to be elusive and escape, as he's shown in game after game.
Tom, what was your reaction to Eli Manning saying that the team has to grow up this week?
What was my reaction? I didn't know he said that. But I think he's referring to the fact that as a team, I've personally felt we weren't as focused as we could have been last weekend. I did not think we reacted well to adversity during the game. And so some of that concept that we talk about team has got to develop and grow.
Tom, where is your running game and how key will it be to get something established?
Where is it? Well, until last weekend, it was pretty good. And we need to find that again. It starts with the offensive line, obviously. And we'll work hard on that this week.
Any chance of Jennings coming back this week?
No.
When you looked at the offensive line, I mean, was it things they hadn't seen before? Was it just bad play or what?
To be honest with you, I'm not interested really in going backwards. I mean, this supposedly is the start of the new week. But we had some one-on-one matchups that we lost, and too many of them.
Is the goal with Jennings right after the bye to be back for that game?
I hope so.
Is that the focus right now?
I can't tell you that for sure, but I would hope.
Given the difficulty your defense had in containing LeSean McCoy, what is your level of confidence that they can – now you have the leading rusher?
I think we've played the run. To be honest with you, I think we've played the run pretty well up until, you know, that game last weekend. So I'm confident that we can get back on track and do a better job of leverage and contain and, you know, turning the ball back inside and all the things that you saw that we did not do.
What will you do at wide receiver with Victor out? Do you know how you're going to arrange things who will get opportunities?
Well, we have people that are going to get their chances, their opportunities, and we still have outstanding receiving group on the field, and we'll have to do a really good job of picking our spots, putting people in the right spots, doing the things that they can contribute the best. Certainly Preston Parker will get plenty of opportunities as well.
What did you like about Ogletree?
He ran fast. He's been in the league. He's made strong contributions on more than one team, the team we're playing, for example, but this is a good opportunity for him as well.
Can he be a contributor this week?
I would hope so.
Mm-hmm. Because you have the bye week coming up afterwards, this game sticks with you for a while. Do you have to make any message to the guys about amplifying the importance of this game?
I don't think so, Bruce, to be honest with you. I mean, we're trying as hard as we can to move on from the last one.
Tom,
How dangerous is Romo once he escapes and makes plays down the field?
Oh, what now?
When he breaks contain.
Right.
And he
buys more time down the field, and usually the ball goes deep down the field. He's demonstrated that ability over and over.
Tom, do you have any update on Victor? Have you seen or talked to him?
Talked to him at great length yesterday. He was in good spirits. You know, it was latter part of the morning, and we had a conversation about, you know, I told him that what great concern there was here for him, how badly we all felt, how much we'll miss him both in the locker room and on the field, and what a great giant he's been and contributor, and I expect that the rehab will go very well and he'll be back 100%, you know, in a few months' time. But he's due over here this morning sometime, or hopefully maybe by early afternoon now. But, you know, we no doubt you miss him, and we will, but his message will be move on.
Make sure, though, Tom, that psychologically your players are over seeing that. That was a particularly devastating injury to watch in the aftermath of it.
Well, there's a lot of things we're trying to deal with right now, to be honest with you, and that certainly is one of them. One of the things I was going to say is that being out there on the field and right next to Victor, but being unable to speak with him, that was a bothersome thing to me, you know, that there were plenty of people around there supporting, but you know he was not in a position to even notice or visit on it.
What's the status of Rogers Cromartie?
Well, you know, we continue to do everything we can, and he is slated to practice today. Now, what he can do, you'd have to put it in the limited category.
Is there anything you can change with him? You know, either with during the game or during the week to sort of help him?
Well, we're doing everything we can to help him, you know.
With the either the hip or the ankle, is there a talk of surgery with him?
Not to my knowledge.
With the set of receivers, do you scheme differently, or do you just, because of their skill set might be different than what you had now that Victor's gone, or do you just do what you've been doing and make them fit into?
Well, you address everything to the ability level of the player, so there will be definitely be adjustments, but within the concept of what we're trying to accomplish, that will remain the same.
Where do you go at nickel cornerback? You're obviously, you know, you lost Walter, now you lost Tremaine. Where do you go there, and which guys do you look at as the options to be able to move inside?
Well, Hosley will have an opportunity. He was the backup last week, so he'll have that opportunity right off the bat.
Is Fenner a guy that could play inside too, or Zach Bowman, or would you like rather keep one or both of them outside if possible?
Well, we'll have to do some looking at that to make sure we're okay in that regard, backing up. Fenner has been basically outside.
Tom, there have been so many medical opinions sort of out there from doctors who have not evaluated Victor, but who say what a difficult road this is. Do you have confidence that you'll have Victor Cruz next season?
Well, absolutely. 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 I mean, if it has to do with overcoming, he'll overcome it.
How did Beeson come through Sunday night?
He was sore, but nevertheless, he was in the cold tub after we got back here, so he's working on it.
Will he practice today?
Yeah, he'll practice. Anything else? Thank you.